You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today on the Cool Kids in the first segment, we discuss the U.S. against Serbia. It's a friendly, but we aren't so friendly to each other when we're discussing this game because we hate Bruce. Who hates Bruce? It's mostly Alexis.
Oh, in the second segment, everybody hates Bruce right now, or at least I do. In the second segment, we talk about expansion and MLS. How many cities are trying to get in 12? How many are going to get there four? We pick what four we would want. And how do we decide? Mostly I decide on food. Christian decides on cities he's never been to. And there's a third person, and that's a big surprise, so you got to listen. Into the Cooligans!
Hey guys, this is Tommy McNamara from New York City FC, and you're listening to the Cooligans. Enjoy.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah! Welcome to the Cooligans.
The Cooligans, that's us, and you're listening. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much. We're in a good mood.
Oh, we are. We're in a very good mood. First of all, I've pumped you up full of caffeine. How are you feeling?
Two coffee beans is full of caffeine.
I made him eat two chocolate-covered espresso beans. This dude is lit for Polanco.
Exactly.
And then we took a shot of moonshine because we have an old friend who you'll meet in a few seconds, or meet again in a few.
Exactly.
In the next segment. But right now, yeah, someone brought a straight moonshine.
Oh, wait, I just want to make sure. Is that microphone on? It is? Okay, cool. I just
wow. Do that during the podcast.
Might as well.
Have just mouthed that. We're letting you in. This is a behind-the-scenes episode.
No, thank you so much for listening to the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians who host the soccer podcast.
We are the goddamn funniest podcast, soccer podcast in the world.
Yeah. We've embraced how much it's our responsibility to preach the American soccer gospel.
We are bringing Americans to soccer and soccer to Americans.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, are you a person from one of seven countries that is trying to get to America?
Yeah.
No, we cannot
help you.
That we cannot help.
But you could download, comment, like, and subscribe. I mean, you got nothing to do while you're being detained in that airport, so you might as well.
It is the
follow
world.
Us, baby.
The world is falling apart. Oh boy,
but not here. Oh baby, we don't. And by the way, there's no band that could stop you from listening to Cooligans.
That's right.
Unless someone takes down our RSS feed, which might just happen in this new authoritative state.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I'm Christian Polanco, if this is your first time listening.
Yeah, and my name is Alexis Guerreros. I'll say it the Latino way because I heard it three times that way today.
That's right. Look, we're in a good mood.
Oh, great mood.
Because we just got back from ESPN.
Well, that's right. Your boys were down at ESPN.
Uh-oh.
ESPN Radio New York City, and they were like, yo, how do we stir this up a bit? We'll bring the Cooligans boys in here.
That's right. It's crazy for anyone to think we're a legitimate anything.
They let us in the building. That was the first mistake. We were like, wow, you're actually letting us in here?
Yeah, we told the security guy. I'm like, are you sure about this?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Wait, someone put our name in security? Right. So like we can't cash a check here is what you're saying.
Yes, we did Over the Ball podcast. Kevin Flynn.
Yeah. Former comedian or comedian that is not, he is getting back into it. He's great. Very funny dude. Came up in that Boston scene.
That's right.
Former professional MISL, the indoor soccer league, major indoor soccer league, player. If you guys remember that from before MLS, or maybe you've seen videos and stuff like that. He was there. He was in the Olympic team in 84, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jeff Duback, who we had on the podcast,
that's right.
they worked together on that, worked together as if they were punching in and punching out at some factory, but yeah, so they were on that team together. A great guy, really loves the game of soccer, has a really fun podcast that we got to be on their first segment.
Yeah, that was so cool. I mean, just, yeah, walking into, you know, ESPN and being...
Watching how people do it professionally is very odd. I'm like,
that's how that's done.
Oh, you guys have stuff printed out to talk about? You guys just don't, Google the word soccer and then hit news right before you record? You don't do that?
Yeah, you're just constantly surprised by it. Ooh, look what...
Oh my God.
Look what happened here.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Have you heard of this team before? That's kind of how we do it. And, you know, he had guests on. He had like real
he has
guests.
Players. He had Paul Carr.
Yeah, Paul Carr. Oh God, we got to get Paul Carr on this podcast.
Paul Carr. He's the American soccer statistician.
Yeah, dude. And he knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Listen to that because there's a couple of tidbits that I think are really exciting, which maybe we'll talk about on this podcast. But yeah, I mean, clearly.
Well, let's drop. Forget all this being coy.
Yeah.
Paul Carr.
Yeah, Paul Carr said.
Said that for the MLS All-Star game, that Mr. Donnie Garber. Yeah.
DG. He's out here
sending
Barcelona.
So that's a possible opponent for the MLS All-Stars.
Which is why they're playing it. At Soldier Field
in Chicago.
And not at Toyota Park.
Not at an MLS stadium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
they think they can get more people.
Dude, Barcelona.
Ooh.
Barcelona. Could you imagine? I cannot wait to see all of Barca B's players and Neymar in jeans on the sideline playing against the greatest players we have to offer here in the MLS.
Imagine it's because we always see the mini Clasico, right?
Yeah,
little kids playing against you. Because that squad might be tough against them.
That squad, that might be ridiculous. First of all, I'd sign up to play in that match if I could. But it would be fun. I mean, Barcelona coming to the USA. They're going to play. This is a preseason match for them. I mean, you know, what could be more exciting?
Exactly. So, look, that is not confirmed. That was just...
No. Paul Carr said, put it on his mama. Barca going to be here.
He tattooed it on his mom. he was that certain about
mama,
it.
Mama, they going to be here. He said word life. So if you know anything, that means it's guaranteed.
And we all know that's the thing that Paul Carr says.
Paul Carr big on that. Yeah, he big on that.
So that was great. So look, if you have the ESPN app, you can listen to Over the Ball. Just search the Over the Ball podcast on the ESPN app.
If you guys are listeners to other ESPN, I know they have, what is it, Outside the Lines? Not Outside the Lines. They have the other one with Andrew Gunling. Caught offside. Andrew Gunling, who we met, he was a big fan of ours.
That's right.
Oh my God, you guys are the Cooligans. He might not have said that. But he was a great dude, kind of a quiet guy, right?
Yeah, but he was polite.
Yeah, well, I don't care about polite. I want you to, you know, a little fanfare is what I want. Come on, buddy.
You want just confetti thrown at us every time we walk through the halls.
I
want to
be covered in it. And by the way, the sandwich over down at the cafe downstairs, not that good, let me just say. But it was free, so I'll take it. Thank you, Kevin Flynn. If you're listening to this, I really appreciate the food. I'm just saying, you know, the guy didn't layer it right. I tried to explain this to Christian Polanco on the subway. And let me guess. You guys can guess. He didn't understand what I was trying to say.
How you
layer a sandwich is very important. The homie put meat and cheese on both sides of the bread. First of all, he cut all the way through the bread. Rookie move, right? He put meat and cheese on both sides, and then he put the lettuce, tomato, and hot peppers in the middle, in between the meat and the cheese. Right?
I mean,
the guess that you guys are going to hear in the second segment just looked at me like I was a ghost. That's the exact move you do. Christian's like, oh, do you think the layering would make you make the sandwich better? Yeah, literally. That's exactly what I just said.
Yes, I was equally offended that the ESPN cafe didn't have great sandwiches.
Yeah.
You know?
You went and got a salad. I got
a delicious salad. See, I didn't set my expectations very high. I just got a salad, got out of there, and not hating the cafe.
But not enjoying it either.
You got to take a risk.
High risk, high reward is what I say. That could have been a great sandwich. And then I could tell everyone, like, yo, you're going to be on ESPN? Yo, my dude, go downstairs, get this sandwich, tell them I'll send you. Now I can't do none of that.
Yeah, you left a terrible Yelp review.
Yeah, no, I left a Yelp review.
Yep.
Yep is, it was like, my review was like, nope. Go to yep.com to see me put nope. We're over the ball.
Over the ball. So
absolutely amazing.
Go listen to that. And that was a lot of fun.
Dude, Kevin Flynn, he's amazing and hilarious, dude. It's a great podcast.
Not
as good as ours, but, you know, that's just part of it. Thank you for listening to ours.
We talked about a couple things on there, but one of the things that we did discuss with Kevin was the USA.
Against Serbia.
Against Serbia, friendly.
This is Bruce Arena, era two.
That's right.
You know,
2.0.
Let me ask you, because I have a feeling people kind of know, like, that day we were both live tweeting it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see two different tones in the tweets coming from the soccer cool.
Yeah, because I'm a patriot and you are.
Right. Not allowed to fly, apparently, which is funny because skin tone, you figured you. I specifically felt as though, what did you feel?
I wasn't happy.
Really? All right, because I assumed you were like, oh, this is good enough.
No, it's look. I'm happy they didn't lose. It would have been very humiliating if they lost to Serbia's like B and C squad.
Right.
But I think
that isn't that like that's see that this is literally the thing I'm talking about. Like that's the most quintessential American soccer fan right there saying, oh, well, I'm just glad we didn't lose. When are we done with that?
Well, you know, also a friendly. So, yes,
regardless, that's even more. We should have put it on them and then we should have made six substitutions and put it on them even harder.
But they
literally got off a plane 5 minutes before the game. They were exhausted and we still couldn't score one on them.
It was there's no excuse for that.
No,
was,
there isn't. But I'm tired. I don't give a fuck if it was Bruce Arena's first day. I don't give a shit if he literally was sitting in the stands and someone handed him a clipboard. If you give me all this garbage, this is what you got rid of Jurgen Klinsmann for. Would Jurgen have done better? Maybe not.
I just want everyone listening to know that this is exactly how angry Alexis was with the layering of his sandwich.
Oh my God, even more. I gotta be honest, Bruce Arena's from Brooklyn. He would have been like, you can't do that. Stop doing that to the sandwich. You know you fucking it up. Like, dude, he took the hot peppers, which had like that little pickling, and he put that in the middle of the meat. You don't put that in the middle of the meat. Homie, you let that touch the mayo. Do you have any idea what that does to the mayo? That makes that completely covered.
How dare you, sir?
Sacrilege.
Just smack the sandwich out of his hand.
In fact, for everyone listening, feel free to tweet at me, what's worse, the way that sandwich was layered or Garza as a left back? What do you think?
Look, Bruce Arena has been very clear about his
sandwich layering.
About sandwich layering, the situation that he's currently having. He's trying to find the correct sandwich for the squad.
I got you. Hit me up.
His left and right back situation. He's what seems so strange is that across the whole country, he's like, well, I have no idea who I'm going to put in these positions.
We know DeAndre Yedlin, right?
Exactly.
If he's not injured, that's the guy who starts at right back. And who was the guy at the left back? Fabian Johnson, I guess.
Yeah.
But he's got to be a midfielder. This is what we were complaining about with Jurgen, is that he's playing people out of position. What did he do with Zusi? Who, by the way, did a great job at right back. But that's not the guy you want going into Russia.
Sure, that's right. Yeah,
right.
I don't want him on the front lines going into. He sounds like you're invading Russia. What we say?
Yeah, but you know what I mean. That's not who you want holding a gun in Russia. No, but I'm serious. That's not. You cannot. Don't tell me we're going into the World Cup.
But this,
look, if we even qualify, by the way, we're going in with Graham Zusi as our right back.
I'm not suggesting Bruce Arena should be excused for his decisions, but this January camp. This squad, incredibly experimental.
But, you know,
a lot of people getting their first caps.
Enough of that, because fans of MLS have been begging for these guys to get a call up. Begging. I want to see Dax. I want to see Sasha, who played really well.
Is it Bruce's fault that they didn't score? Is that fair to say?
Don't give me this where we want all of our... And look, I love MLS, right? But don't give me this. We want our players to be up there. And then when we can't beat Serbia's B squad, not England... Not Brazil.
Yeah.
Serbia. Yo, dog, we should have beat Serbia's A squad.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Just a bunch of jewel thieves, okay? We should have been able to beat the Pink Panthers. Little cousins.
I'm trying to figure out if these stereotypes are accurate or you're just making
them up. You didn't know that about Serbia?
They're jewel thieves?
Yeah, that's their whole thing. They were the Pink Panthers.
That's their whole thing.
No, for real. It's like, you gotta watch Smash and Grab, the documentary.
Okay.
Incredible.
Okay, all right. I didn't know this.
Come on, dog. I'm not just out here just throwing shade at countries for no reason. I'm specific shading right now. This is all targeted shading.
Correct.
This is general allocation shading right here. We should have easily beat them. And maybe not easily, because they are very good defensively. We should have had a better match. I'm tired. Why are we as American soccer fans constantly taking this and saying, but look at the positives, we didn't lose. Oh, look at Nagby, looked pretty good. Pretty good? That's what we're talking about, pretty good?
I don't know if this if that argument is fair, or just you saying as Americans, like looking for the positives, because Jurgen is not here for that exact outrage. The people were actually angry at him and for producing poor results. So
so then we take more of the same after that? We don't expect better?
I think people are giving Bruce a little bit more of a leash than one friendly.
He's had a month. He got to pick whoever he wanted that wasn't in Europe. And I know this wasn't our A squad. We should have easily been a bit more competitive. At minimum, you got to give me that. Come on, we have the captain of our team, Michael Bradley, was playing. We have Josie Altidore. We have Darlington Nagby.
I'm not arguing
Birnbaum.
Arguing that they should not.
No, you're accepting how they played.
I'm not accepting how they played. I'm accepting the result. The result is better than a loss. a loss would have been very, very humiliating.
Jesus. So well, you know, and I'm listen, just Kellyanne Conway.
I'm just talking about, at the very least, for like morale, a loss would have been worse. You cannot argue with that.
No, I can't. But that position holds no weight in this argument. Yes, if he would have lost because we well actually if he would have lost because we were playing attacking and we were very far forward and we were advancing the ball and we were playing, you know, moving the ball quickly around that 4-2-3-1, which is how the hell you're supposed to play that game. If we were doing that and we got caught on two counters, I walk away going, you know what, we probably should be a little bit better defensively. That wasn't our number one back line. I'm cool with that because look at what we were able to do. If we lost that 3-2, something like that, yes. If we drew 2-2, I'm like, you know what? We scored, dude scored, they scored. What are you going to do? Dude, 0-0? They couldn't put one in our net. Raimondo looked okay. He looked pretty good. He didn't have that many chances. He didn't have enough to really surprise me or annoy me. But we couldn't do anything more. We couldn't do anything more with the ball.
Darlington Nagby tried. He tried his best.
Yeah. Well, again, in the third, final third of that pitch, once again.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing was happening. But it shows, I think, what state we're sort of in when it comes to what options we have for anything, in the attacking sense. Because, look, without Bobby Wood there, Bobby Wood was the only one really in the Copa America doing much. I mean, he had some amazing goals, but there's nobody else kind of doing anything.
So then why did we fire Jurgen? If the players aren't doing anything, then why we fire Jurgen? Why? That was our technical director and our head coach. I'm not sitting here saying that he was the right choice. Clearly he wasn't. Technical director, I think I could argue the point that he was the right choice. But clearly, as a head coach, wasn't the right choice. But what did we fire him? Because he was too mediocre? When as soon as he walks away, our next manager comes in, has a very mediocre match, and we're going to go, yeah, but the players. No. We didn't get rid of any players. We didn't get rid of anyone else. We got rid of the coach. As if the coach was the problem, this new coach better come in, and he better have some ideas.
Yeah, but you, regardless of what coach you have, you still have the same players.
Well then, why get rid of Jurgen if it wasn't his fault? If you're telling me it was the coach's fault, then the coach has to do a better job. Then if it's the coach's fault, then it's on the coach's head.
Yes, you can only blame the coaches. What they always say, it's always easier to get rid of one guy than the other 23 guys. Right?
Sure,
that's obvious. But
and did he come in and shake things up? No,
I think look, I'm just speaking in this match. They had chances. Nagby had real chances that he could have put away if he was more of a dominant. He's not really a striker per se. I think if he...
No, but in a 4-2-3-1, you're asking your midfielders
yes.
to do that. And
Altidor didn't show up.
If he's not a scoring midfielder, then move out of the way and make room for Pulisic.
I think after the, maybe the 60th minute when they were making a lot of changes, it didn't seem like it was a priority to win anymore or to
And I thought Lejet looked really good.
Yeah.
I thought Phil Haber looked pretty good.
They both look great, but
again, if they started, I mean, this is
no, I mean,
how many, you know, and here's the other thing, dude, we're not going to qualify. If we don't get better immediately, we needed to come out of here and show that no, have confidence. We're going to qualify. Look, 20,000 people showed up. That's pretty good. I'm not going to say that's not that great. I expected more. I expected the American fan to be really behind, especially in a city that's trying to get an MLS, a franchise. You out here, 20K. Come on, homie. Give away some free tickets or something. Let's fill a little bit of that upper bowl. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's 60,000 holding stadium, so I get it. But still, I expected more of the fans, to be completely honest. There were shots of, I can't say the guy's name, like Slava Yib or something like that, the manager of Serbia.
Okay.
Jewel thief. I'm sorry. At this point, I just said that to piss you off. There was a shot of him with no one sitting behind him.
Okay.
It's like the 10th minute. It's like, dude, what you made everyone sit in the TV, angle?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
You know, things like that, like fan base, that kind of upset me a little bit in San Diego, but I get it. All right. The other thing is the way we played on the pitch, none of those two had any, gave me any confidence moving forward. If I saw the fans out there going absolutely nuts, chanting, singing, smoke bombs, I don't care. Get yourself arrested. I'm like, you know what? People care. We're going to push them forward. If I saw the players gutting it out, I didn't see that. You know the other thing I saw? Football lines on the pitch.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw Bruce Arena on the sideline. I thought it was 08.
Well, the football
line... Was it year in 08? No, that was Bob Bradley. I thought it was 04. I thought it was 04.
Bob, Bruce, seeing those lines there made no sense because there's no NFL team in San Diego anymore.
No, we couldn't get that thing off before the game started.
How difficult is it to just clean it a little bit.
Throw some sod up on that joint.
Look, I mean, yeah, you're. It's fair to be completely critical and not leave. Thank you.
Can you finish your sentence there?
not leave like that game too sort of confident about, you know, going forward. I'm trying to find the best in what I saw. I saw a lot of play. A lot of those players are not going to be in the starting 11 during a World Cup qualifier.
Then why are they here? Why is DeMarcus Beasley here? If you I said this on Kevin's show, and I'm going to say it again. If we walk into Russia with Jermaine Jones, if we manage to qualify, and Jermaine Jones at what, 35, 36 years old at that age, mm-hmm. at that time, if he's our starting midfielder, we have failed as a nation. We don't deserve to get on the pitch. We don't deserve to.
We have failed as a nation.
Yes, we have failed as a soccer nation. 100%. If that's our best option.
A soccer nation and a nation are two different
things.
Just
assume I mean soccer. if we have a 30, and I hate to sound like Abby Wambach or Tim Howard, but if we have a 36-year-old German dude, that's the best midfielder we can find in our entire country.
Yes, yes.
We have failed. We have failed. He's got an engine. Then that's a super sub. Don't put in a 36 or 37-year. I make him older every time. Don't put in a 49-year. this is not good. This is a starting 11. An entire nation of over 330 million people. 11. That's what we need. 11. And one of those is a near 40-year-old
yes.
German guy.
Well, that speaks to the failures of the U.S. Soccer Federation and Jurgen and Bruce and Bob for not for the those youth academies, those under 21s, under 19s, not building. You know, there's not enough competition for Jermaine Jones, for Michael Bradley. There's nobody really behind them that's like, oh, well, I got to step up because if I don't, I'm going to get benched for so-and-so. There's those
You're
people
right.
don't exist.
You're right. The player pool is not nearly as deep as maybe it can be.
I
feel like there's a lot of depth, but there's a lot of youth right now that isn't giving a chance. And I also feel like we as Americans are always looking at like these like 12 to 17-year-olds and saying, look how great they're going to be. And, yeah. You know, maybe they don't get the opportunities or maybe they don't continue to develop, which happens a lot all over the world, right? You have someone who's like incredible until they're 19 and then talent wise, they maybe don't continue to develop or don't reach the levels that they look at. That they look like they'll get to. And then we don't have enough people that look that great at that age so that we can get to that point. I mean, you could look at something like England, you know, the Premier League is constantly bigging up these youth that they have. And then very rarely does that youth become world class. You know, they're really good at their age. They're really good at the U23s. We have a handful of those players and then they don't materialize into world class players. So we're stuck. You know, I remember Zhao, I forgot how to say his name, G-Y-A-U, Giao, I think he's in Germany, Gat. These were players that we were looking at going, oh, my God, they're going to be incredible. Gad, I think, had a really...
Are all these players have one-syllable last names?
Yeah, and they're all guns, believe it or not. Gad, remember Smith and Wesson? Those two were so good. AK-47. Oh, there's a hint of who might be on the podcast. Whatchamacallit, I look at that, and I'm like, this is the problem. We have a handful of people, and we put the hype train on them. Yeah. And then in other countries, there's like a big, big amount of these people. And here's the other thing I think I failed to mention. Serbia's B squad, their country is, I think somebody said the population of South Carolina. We have 49 other South Carolinas.
Yeah.
We can't get.
I hope we don't have 49 other South Carolinas.
No, voting wise, it feels like it sometimes. I got to be honest.
Like a nightmare.
But I mean, well, that's not true. Beautiful. Food wise, beautiful country. State. Sorry. They were almost a country. That's right. But we had to win that damn war. So I look at that, and this is what upsets me. You know, Uruguay. Look at Uruguay. I said this a million times on this podcast. 3.5 million people. We have 8.5 just in this city.
Yes. Yes, you've made this point several times. Yeah, it's...
And it's still poignant, so stop saying it.
But it speaks to, obviously, the structural issues that are involved with American soccer. And we've had these discussions.
So then, look, Jurgen was not the right coach, but it was not his fault then.
Okay.
And look, if Bruce turns this around, I'll take all this back if Bruce turns this around. Because, again, this was his first match. But you had a month, homie. You got to show me a little more than that.
I agree. And I think...
at the World Cup qualifier when the, look, this isn't a standard international break. They say he can't get every single player he wants to get. So this this time is you know, these January camps, you know, Camp Cupcake is very experimental, and this is what it
this right. This is what you see, like the fringe.
Bruce's job.
We had two main national team starters at least on that pitch.
Yes, but Bruce,
so this isn't exactly Bruce, you know, a bunch of guys who are accountants.
Bruce will be judged solely on if he can get us to the World Cup or not. I don't imagine Bruce being here that long. He's this is supposed to be, you know,
he's a stopgap,
a band-aid for you know, because we were in sort of a tailspin. So his job is just to sort things out, right the ship, and then move on back to another MLS squad.
To LAFC.
LAFC.
And really upset the Galaxy fans. All right, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break? That was us complaining about USMNT.
Yep.
Let us know your feelings. I'm really interested into, you know, what you guys are thinking. Am I being too harsh on Bruce? Is Christian not being harsh enough, even though he kind of came over to my side towards this argument? What do you guys think? You watched the same match we did. How did you feel? Were you happy with what you saw? Were you maybe expecting less than me? Let me know. Let us know. You know, whatever. Tweet at us. Shoot us an email. SoccerCooligans@gmail.com. We want to know. Why don't we do this? Want to take a break?
Yeah.
Hear from one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
It could just be us talking about our YouTube channel. Who knows? Why don't we take a break, and then we'll come back with a special guest in our second segment.
We'll
sound good?
All right.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to that first segment. We got the second segment coming right up. First, we just wanted to break in real quick and ask you to do us a huge favor.
Yeah, all we want you to do is just subscribe to our YouTube channel. That is that's the big look. We work very hard on this podcast. We're also making a very concerted effort to put out some more video content for you guys, and we want to get some people watching those videos as well.
Yeah, I mean, right now you got about like 30 more seconds before the second segment comes up. So I beg you, if you're on your phone, you can do other stuff while you're listening to this podcast. Why don't you click on YouTube, the YouTube app? Why don't you put in Soccer Cooligans and just hit that subscribe button? And if you can, hit that little bell, that notification, let you know every time we put up a video. We're working really hard to give you guys at least one video a week. We have a video right now that's called FIFA the News, that we're playing FIFA, and we're having that predict the biggest match, and we're talking about a lot of stuff that's happening on the news in the video, and there's a lot of cool editing that's involved. It takes a long time, but it's really, really funny.
Exactly. So look, we're doing a lot of work. We want just a little bit of validation, just a little bit.
Is that that hard? Come on.
We're just two little comedians. Yeah. Want a little like?
Too poor. I would like some more, please. Some more followers and subscribers on our YouTube. So yeah, if you can, hit the like button, comment on some of the videos if you can. At the very minimum, hit the subscribe and maybe even share it with your friends. It would be absolutely amazing. Yeah, we're back.
Welcome back, guys.
Guess who's with us?
Oh.
If you're a listener of this podcast for a long time, then you know, and not only know, but you would love this human being as much as we do. He was our intern, and it felt so good to be able to boss a white boy around. But our friend of the podcast and forever cool again, ladies and gentlemen, round of applause, unless you're driving. For the one, the only Kirby Paid, everybody.
It is so good to be back, guys.
Welcome back, dude.
I missed you so much.
Did you?
I did. I honestly did. Although, like, we worked together on projects.
Yeah, you filmed, the interviews and stuff for us. And, yeah, you're always around. But it's nice to have you back on the podcast, the old days. Instead of just making you read.
Maybe not, ?
Yeah. We'll see how this goes.
Okay. Right. Auditions, I hate them.
We'll see. For me, I'm looking for a lot of puns because, one, they annoy Polanco.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was talking to my friend Dave today. I made about 8 puns just about leg anatomy alone.
Really?
Wow. So, yeah.
Kid still got it. Yeah. The kid still got it.
Wow. Never lost it. Staying sharp.
Yeah. He's just working that muscle before he gets back on the Cooligans. Well, happy to have you here.
Quadriceptive.
Yeah. This kid never loses it, man. This kid just always on. I love it. Polanco's eyes are rolling so far into his head.
That's right. Yeah. They're right in my brain.
You're staring at your own brain.
Staring at the
Your brain's just shrugging. It's a shrug emoji.
But welcome back, Kirby, man. Yeah, we missed you too, dude.
What do we want to talk about in this segment?
We got to start with MLS expansion. Obviously, MLS wants to...
This is our transfer window.
Yes.
This is it. Frantically. This is our deadline day.
This is the league's transfer window. Yeah, we're going to get rid of, you know.
We're bringing in cities. We're buying in cities. Or yeah, cities are buying
Houston,
in.
Houston, sell them to Liga MX East.
Happily. <Yeah.
laughs> So it's like, yeah, MLS needs to do like a old-timey like a car salesman commercial. Like, MLS, we're coming to you. Like,
these deals are insane.
Joaquin Flailing Cities and Desperate Needle Soccer Club. Joaquin Flailing Cities and Desperate Needle Soccer Club.
Oh, my God. Hey, let me tell you something. People are going. I can't imagine we're going to stop at 28.
That's
Look
right.
Look at 12 people are applying for four expansion
four
cities.
Four spots, yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. But yeah.
12. And by the way, like, I would say at least half of them are immediately viable.
Look, yeah. At some point, look, the bouncer has to be like, look, we're over capacity. We can't really let anymore.
Well, some of these cities need to get some broads on their shoulders, on their arms, and walk in with some nice shoes and slip that bouncer, slip Garber, just a little bit of gam
right in his breast pocket.
Yo, my buddy, I just put my hand in your pocket. There's no Tam in there. So
I think Mr. Washington has something to say about that.
I think if you look in your pocket now, you'd be very surprised with what's in there. I did that once at a club, by the way. I was like, yo, I want to get in VIP. And the guy's like, nah, man, you gotta get that at the door. And I was like, all right. I straight put money in his, like, the suit pocket. And I go, yo.
In his pant pocket?
I put it right on his dick. I wrapped around his dick and put a rubber band around it. And I was like, yo, my G. I got you. And he was just like, thank you. Were you an altar boy? But he was like,
were you?
No, I was actually. I should have said that. But I put money in his pocket, and the guy goes, how much was that? I go, $30. He's like, get the fuck out of here. I
was like, we got played.
That was great.
Did he give you the money back?
No, I put another 20 and then he let me in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wow.
But he was like, how much was that? I could have lied. I could have said it was like 130. Yeah. And it'd be like, oh, I forgot that 100. You know, whatever.
And then he looks later and it's a fucking, you know, gum wrapper.
But look, so a bunch of clubs are trying to get in. I think, you know, obviously, so I just go down the list real quick. Tampa Bay.
St. Louis, San Diego. Cincinnati, which out of nowhere in the last 4 years.
Yeah. Since, I mean, the ones that are like that seem to have like the biggest push and that are on the like the MLS website are San Diego, Tampa Bay, and
well, Tampa Bay comes like ready with a fan base, and the Rowdies name is a big moniker to have
because it's a little bit of weight down there.
It does. Not only that, but it also like the amount of famous people that played on that. Like, there's a lot of connections to the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Sam Allardyce, I believe, is one of them. He played for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Yeah, he did because they. Yeah. So,
old Ronaldo play for them, or did he play for?
No, he's part owner. Of the Fort Lauderdale Strikers.
Yeah. Okay.
Fat Ronaldo or Brazilian Ronaldo. Not old Ronaldo. That's very disrespectful. Fat Ronaldo. Much less disrespectful.
Fat Ronaldo. Yeah. But old Ronaldo. That's
I don't
just
know. Just when you say old Ronaldo, it just doesn't carry the weight of a... I love having Kirby back.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, Cincinnati, San Diego, Tampa Bay. If you had to pick your four... Regardless of the fan base, if you had to pick four cities
I would love to like go to.
Yeah.
Vacation spots.
Vacation.
Not even vacation spots that you just think are like dope cities that you want to have.
I've been to Cincinnati and I do not want to go back to Cincinnati.
Was it a little chilly?
Why I asked that. Was it a little chilly on pasta?
Oh, I'm back, baby.
He makes me so happy. You have no idea how happy he makes me. People are turning this thing off right now. And
I don't
care.
Blame them.
No, and I don't care either.
I'd say San Diego.
San Diego, I think, is first on everyone's
list. San Antonio.
You want to go to San Antonio?
Yeah, why not?
Because there's more to do in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
There's more to do on one block in Cincinnati.
get Tottenham to be part owners and to be another San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
Ooh, we need more of those.
And San Antonio, really hot Spurs. San Antonio, dry hot Spurs.
These are my
San
four.
San Antonio,
so
hot Spurs.
These are just the cities I would like to go to. So San Diego, San Antonio.
This is garbage.
Nashville and St. Louis. I think Nashville.
Nashville, you snuck that in. And actually, now I might change one of mine because I really like Nashville.
Yeah,
I really like Nashville. Hot chicken, baby. Somebody go to Prince's. Let's do this. There's
so
a place
I thought you were going to say KFC for a second.
Oh, God, no. No, there's a place here that uses ghost pepper on their hot chicken. Peach's Hot House, if anybody's in Brooklyn. Yeah, it's incredible. All right, maybe I'll throw Nashville in there because I think I love the history of it. And they would have like a really cool feel to it. It'd really be kind of cowboy, kind of country music-y.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone's doing that in soccer. So that might be kind of cool, even though I can't stand that music. It's still cool city. I'm not going to go San Diego. I think everyone else is going San Diego. I honestly don't trust that fan base. I'm going St. Louis first because I know they love soccer and they deserve it. I'm going Cincinnati. I'm bringing in all the hoods. People are going to get jacked on away days.
What hoods? Exactly. Because you
Cincinnati. Be
I'm just saying. When you say
St. Hood, Louis.
When you say hoods, I'm like, I'm thinking white hoods. With
oh, yeah. No, that's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point. I didn't mention Nashville
that's
yet.
That's not yet. Yeah.
I didn't mention North Carolina. Well, that's really South Carolina. That's both, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a car, that's it.
That is Alabama.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no one's having Mississippi FC is nowhere on the list. By the way, how did Phoenix Rising get in there. Get out of here.
Everybody's just, yeah.
With that terrible ass name. All right, so I went St. Louis. I went Cincinnati. I'm bringing the St. Lunatics back. I'm bringing Cincinnati.
Nelly? Yeah, okay.
Nelly. I don't know anyone from Cincinnati. We're giving you Bone Thugs and Harmony, even though you don't deserve it. They're from Cleveland. Bone Thugs is getting a look at Cincinnati. Who else? Tampa Bay gets it.
Okay.
I like it because I love the kits, the green and the yellow. Although, if they're in the MLS, I can never wear it again. And let me see. Who do I want as my fourth? Who'd you pick? You pick San Antonio? That's not happening.
Yeah.
You pick San Diego?
There's the, what, Detroit, Raleigh, Sacramento. Sacramento also. Yeah, that's another.
Yo, big, Sacramento big Republic. Yes. Huge.
That's I right. go to Detroit.
I might put Detroit in.
Because you need a geographical rival for Minnesota United.
And that's it. Well, Cincy, right? Cincy's not that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I won't get my fourth yet. What about you, Kirby? What are you thinking?
I'm going... Shut up out there.
Yeah, clearly we're in the middle of a parade. Yep. If you guys didn't know that.
It's the Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Yeah.
Really? No. In Brooklyn, it's every day.
Kids across the street getting out of that school. It's pretty close to Dominican Day Parade right now.
I got to go North Carolina FC.
Of course, your hometown.
My hometown... Fuck NYCFC, going back home, baby.
Yeah,
I'm just joking. Tough. Please don't.
Yeah, no, he's only kidding.
I'm only kidding.
That moonshine really hit him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I brought moonshine. That was.
Yeah, we did shots of moonshine before the show. Can you tell?
Woo!
Yeah.
Ric Flair country. You know, there you bringing
go.
That in.
All right, so we got North Carolina.
Oh, Trump. Let's go.
Let's go. Who else?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. All right.
Because you don't have anyone in the middle of the country that then smooth.
Go ahead.
Just knock the mic down. Why don't you?
I got it.
Then everyone around them can kind of, you know, latch onto because no one's going to have freaking Nebraska. Got to have Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Similar list so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except you went North Carolina. And then I'm going Detroit.
You know what? I have a friend. I have a really close friend in Charlotte. So I'm going to go with North Carolina as well. I want Detroit or Sacramento. Yeah, I don't know. This is hard to choose even for us.
You had three in California already. So, I mean.
That's a good point.
In general, I mean, what's going to determine whether anything happens is it's just straight up. Cash. It's not. It doesn't matter how much you love these cities.
Not
or
like just them. Though. It's not just cash because I feel like we.
I mean,
who's before.
Who do we think is like the most likely? The most likely based on
San Diego and St. Louis because they have a vacuum for football fans.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I feel like Don Garber's like, this is a hit. Let's hit in right now, so no football team can come in here in the future and they could steal the entire market. I honestly think that's what's going to happen, but I think people are not giving enough credit to the Cholos. The guys, the Mexican team down there in San Diego, they have a massive fan base with those Americans. People cross that border. Maybe that border is going to get harder to cross now with the wall. Maybe he's hoping for that. Who knows? But I just know. I mean, you never know. But I just think that is a big, big fan base there. And those guys may not like MLS.
I mean, that's always the risk.
You may not be able to convert them.
Look, there's been other clubs that have failed and went bankrupt, and they've had to.
Yeah, Chivas.
Chivas.
So
thank you for Tommy Mack.
But it's obviously it's the MLS doesn't want to go through anything like that because I think at this point, if something like that does happen again, it'll be way more humiliating to the league and it'll be a step backwards.
Well, I think that's part of why this Miami thing might not happen. So we might actually see five of these cities. Actually, here's a question for you guys. If Miami doesn't happen for Beckham,
yep.
What city would he jump into as an owner? Because he gets to own a team for $15 million. That's his deal. He chose Miami. He chose Miami, but I don't think he's held to that. I don't think if he... I may be wrong. I haven't looked at the contract. And, you know, I know his agent. We could ask. But if he, I really do.
You know David Beckham's agent?
Yeah. I know the guy who structured the deal.
All right, why isn't he here? Why aren't we talking to him?
I don't know. Why the fuck are you talking to me?
yeah. Why we got Kirby on the hick?
Get Kirby the hell out of here. Kirby,
guys, it's been nice knowing you. All right.
I know the guy who structured the deal. That's what he's most famous for. Humble if he, I don't know, he may not be able to give this information out, but I have a feeling that he can walk out of that deal as still the only owner and still has that 15 mil towards the team. I think he could just throw that in.
With some other ownership?
Yeah. So what other city do you think he'd go to? I mean, I put that out and you guys haven't answered because I've been sitting here flustered.
Yeah.
But go ahead. What do you think?
It's all obviously very speculative.
You got to think what would make sense with the Beckham brand.
Exactly. This is all hypothetical. Stop trying to say
big
that.
LA, you know.
He's not going to. Can he go to the Galaxy's main competitor? He can't go to the Derby. No.
Exactly. So there's not many options for him. But I think if he has an option to get a team with a good fan base and he feels like he, you know, a team that can financially support itself and last a long time, I think it doesn't matter. It could be Cincinnati. I can't imagine Beckham in Cincinnati might be a little strange. Yeah.
Beckham's telling his friends, like, come down and hang out with me in Cincinnati. Hello.
All the people in Ohio will be like, I met David Beckham and he was a lovely young lady.
Yeah.
The sweetest lady.
I can't believe the league allows transgenders.
Why are you giving Cincinnati a southern accent?
I have no idea what
Cincinnati, people in Cincinnati, it borders right by Kentucky. They do speak. They do have a southern accent. I did shows there. They are very much southern. That's southern Ohio.
Okay, that's correct.
It's a red district. Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah, very much. I know they had martial law growing up because after they were done, they offered Newark, New Jersey their tank. And the mayor said no. And they were like, I think you should take the tank.
We've already got one.
Yeah, no, Newark was just like, nah, I don't think we need a tank. I think that sends the wrong message. And they were like, take the tank. That's on record. You could Google that, by the way.
I will.
So we'll essentially we're recording this on the 31st. We'll know.
At 4 o'clock?
They're not picking.
They're not picking, but we'll know what teams got in their bids, and it's basically the ones we said.
Could you imagine Phoenix Rising gets it out of nowhere? Ugh. We have to have Phoenix Rising United FC when they come to the MLS.
I mean, but it
that's
is
how
sporting
the rules.
Of
that's the rule. Everyone has to pick up United FC.
The fact that all these cities want to get in MLS is it feels good within itself. It's because you know, 15 years ago.
Yeah, we were getting rid of teams in 2010. Exactly. So, this is huge.
Nobody cared about MLS franchises. And people really see it. I mean, it's the future of America. And it's nice to see
not
that.
If I have anything to say about it.
I will say that you're right. I think I agree with you. It's just, it's inspiring on its own.
Yeah.
And I think all we need is two other major, if we can get two other cities that are just like Seattle, Portland, Vancouver, in their fan base, in their rabid fan base, I feel like that puts us on the map. And that gives, Clint Dempsey coming to play in Seattle and seeing that fan base made him want to play there. I know all of our Portland fans listening are like, boo, I get it. But, you can't take that away from them that they impressed them. If we can have other cities do the same thing.
But Portland fans can't say anything because Clint did say, you can't say shit.
I've forgotten about that.
Yeah, oh my God, live on the air. Which we argued whether that's a swear word or not. I said it's not really. You didn't need to believe it.
Shit.
It's not a swear word.
No, you're not. As long as you don't hit the hard T, you're good.
It's literally what I said. Yeah. Perfect. All right, good. That's why I love having Kirby here. Yeah. Just makes Christian wrong every time.
That's some shit.
Yeah, there you go. So we just get to poop on Christian. I think... I forgot what I was saying.
Exactly, to hit the pun. I'm letting you die in your stupid...
in that bomb.
I'm so happy he's...
All right, it wasn't exactly like that. Yeah, guys, everyone rewind a little bit. I hit some great ones in the first segment.
Get the poop on, Chris.
Listen, my back hurts from carrying this podcast, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's why he brought me back.
Yeah, there you go. So get it back. I think at the end of the day, I think if we can get a couple great markets out of this, I'm happy about it. And I think Cincinnati's got to be a part of it.
Cincinnati, Sacramento.
Dude, they get 30,000 people there to see the dopest kits I've ever seen, by the way. I love Cincinnati FC's kits. They get 30,000 people there to see Indy 11 also, by the way. We forgot to mention Indy 11.
Yeah.
Do they deserve it? Yeah, they're my fourth. Indy 11 absolutely deserves it.
And that's the
Strike Detroit.
Detroit's a gone.
The thing that's a shame is that there's going to be teams with amazing, amazing supporters and great, you know, just great clubs that are not going to get in.
You're right, and that's why I don't think we're going to stop.
Money's going to talk a lot. That's the sad thing. I think one or two teams, I think, like, you know, Cincinnati, Sacramento, these teams with incredible fan bases.
Chattanooga.
Our listeners from Chattanooga, we met some of these guys in Vegas, are amazing.
I listened to the episode.
Oh, very nice.
There might be one or two that get in, but, you know, there's going to be some that are just straight up, we got the money, it's corporate. And we have a, you know, financial group behind us. So and we have the plans for whatever stadium, and there's gonna be at least one or two teams like that.
It would have been great to get Las Vegas. Actually, now saying that too, just another city that doesn't have a football team yet.
The Raiders are gonna.
We know the Raiders are going there, but you know the Raiders will just be back in LA in like 6 years. Anyway,
we need some gambling in soccer,
right?
We need more of that. That's why it's gonna build.
Oh wait, that's
the popularity.
Popularity. Isn't there a company that's coming in that's gonna start doing like odds of winning now starting this season?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, there's gonna be. So we're gonna have some betting lines.
I'm betting on Leicester City again.
Yeah. I learned the other day that you can bet on pro wrestling, which I didn't think you could because it's fixed. Which
doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
I do like prop bets. Let's do that. Like who's going to kick the ball the most? And you know, will this person score before the first half? Prop bets always fun.
Okay. Well, who's going to have the most gel in their hair?
Like, that's
a more.
You know who's the best at prop?
Alexis.
That's probably true, actually. And this is harder stuff than gel, by the way. Terrible haircut, so you got to put this shit in there. All right. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, this has been fun. Real quick, before Kirby did, he had left to work at for the Nutley show.
Did you say Nutley?
The Nutley show. I went to grammar school in a town named Nutley for 2 years.
Nutley's a real town.
That's what happens when you get expelled, yeah.
But you
did. The Sopranos characters.
Before we leave, I just want to talk about that because the Nutley show was canceled while you were there.
It was my fault.
You're responsible.
And ever since you left, this podcast is through the roof.
And so, how was that? How was it working at Nutley show? What did you think?
It was the best experience of my professional life outside of working with you guys.
Aw, thank you. That means a lot. I mean, you're lying, but that's amazing.
You know what? I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
It was second best to being able to talk to all these amazing fans Coolgans have. Love each and every one of you. Two of you less so.
Thank you.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh,
that's
I wonder who those two are.
Finally, some sincerity.
Yeah. Yeah, that Nutley show was fun.
Fart.
Yeah, there it is.
Gotta bring it back.
I mean, especially now, Nutley show is like a show we need, especially in these
nice.
Dark times.
Well, they won't be so dark if he gets his way. I've worked with a bunch of the guys over at Daily Show or Nightly Show, and they all love you. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, you were beloved there. And I told them how much we blame you for them getting canceled, and they're like, "Don't do that. Kirby's great." But they're like, "I can see why you would say that, though. He came in and I was like, "There you go." Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, fun times all around. Happy to have you back. I know, dude, you're almost done with college. This is gonna be a big time for you, man. We're really excited for you, man.
Thank you very much, guys.
And forever a Cooligan.
Yeah, aww, man.
You know, speaking of Cooligans, who are you?
Oh, I'm Christian Polanco.
And who am I?
You are
Alexis Guerreros. That's right. And together, along with Kirby right now, we are the Cooligans.